You mean like Regis and Green Mountain? Lock Island shook his head. Oh, no. That's the least of my worries where Alfred's concerned.
Then may I ask why you have any reservations about telling him?
It's just...
Lock Island paused again, obviously marshalling his own thoughts.
Look, Merlin, he said then. I've known Alfred for the better part of 30 years. There's not a man on the face of the world I'd trust more implicitly. And God knows, I've never met anyone with a sharper brain. But there are actually 3 points I think need to be considered here. First, he's producing new ideas faster than we can put them into production already. Not only that, he's got his entire experimental board doing the same thing now, and all without knowing the truth or having access to all those computer records you've been talking about. I'll admit, I still don't really understand much about them, but my point is that Alfred's been forging ahead on the basis of the handful of hints you've already given him. As I understand it, your whole idea, in the long run, is for people to start thinking of these sorts of things for themselves, and Alfred's doing exactly that. Do we really need, or want, to divert him from stretching his own mind and the minds of people like Commander Mundrane into picking over someone else's records for ideas? Second, I do know Alfred. The instant he finds out he can have access to such advanced knowledge, he's going to dive in head first, and we won't see him again for months. He won't be able to resist it any more than a drunkard could resist whiskey, Merlin, and you know it. We can probably come up with some sort of explanation for his sudden disappearance, but it's going to be awkward. And in the same vein, once he knows what can be done, he'll move heaven and earth to get it done. I think there's a real chance he might end up pushing ahead too quickly. You've been very careful about not openly violating the prescriptions, but I have to believe restraining Alfred, keeping him from doing something that would clearly represent a violation, may turn out to be harder than you think. And conversely, if we avoid that, he's going to be miserably unhappy, knowing how much he could have done if only he'd been allowed to. But my third concern, and in many ways it's the most serious one, is how he's going to react to the truth, to the discovery that he could have been running ahead, learning things, discovering things, doing things, for his entire life, if not for the prescriptions of Zhuo Jing, and that the prescriptions themselves have been nothing more than a colossal lie. Caleb told me the Brethren were concerned about his possible youthful impetuosity if they told him the truth. Well, Alfred's no impetuous teenager, but I literally don't know if he'll be able to go on pretending he doesn't know the truth once he does.
Merlin frowned into the strengthening sunlight. He wasn't certain he shared Lock Island's concerns, but, as the High Admiral said, he'd known Seamount for a long time. In fact, he'd known him longer, and better, than anyone else in Caleb's inner circle.
"I hadn't really thought about it from that perspective," he admitted finally, slowly. "I'm not sure I agree. I'm not saying I don't, just that I'm going to have to think about it first. But I think it's definitely something worth raising with Caleb and Charlian before they tell him."
He grimaced. "Charlian is not going to like it if we decide against telling him, you realize."
"Oh, believe me, I do. I do." It was Lock Island's turn to grimace. "And to be honest, in a lot of ways, I won't regret it if I get overruled on this one. I'll worry about it, but damn it, Alfred's my friend. I want to tell him the truth, Merlin. I just think this is something that needs to be considered very carefully."
"I agree with you about that much, at least," Merlin sighed.
"So you'll bring it up with Caleb and Charlian?"
"Instead of you bringing it up, you mean?"
"Well, actually, yes," Lock Island admitted.
"Coward?"
"Absolutely," the High Admiral acknowledged rather more promptly, and Merlin chuckled.
"All right, I'll do it. Michael and I need to talk to her and Caleb about Regis's correspondence with Gorgia anyway. We think it may be time to, push that process along a bit faster. I can probably work your little brainstorm into the conversation in my usual diplomatic fashion. On the other hand, she is pregnant, you know, and she's been more than a little irritable for the last month or so. I don't promise she won't hit the ceiling, however tactful I am. Still, he chuckled again louder, I'm still thousands of miles away. So, if she does take it poorly, guess which one of us she'll be able to get her hands on first.